Getting vaccinated may be the last thing on your mind when heading off on vacation, but it's important, whether you are traveling to an exotic destination or not. The United States is currently experiencing the highest number of measles cases since 1996. As of June 17th, 156 confirmed cases of measles have been reported to the center this year. 136 of them involved unvaccinated Americans who had recently traveled abroad. Measles, a highly contagious disease, has always been a risk for travelers in the developing world, experts say. But the increase in cases in the United States and Europe stem in part from fears of parents who refuse to vaccinate their children because they believe immunizations cause illnesses, particularly autism, even though multiple studies have found no reputable evidence to support such a claim. Before any international travel, infants 6 months through 11 months of age should have at least one dose of measles vaccine. Children 12 months or older should have two doses, separated by at least 28 days, whether traveling or not. And adults should review their vaccination records to ensure they're up to date. A good doctor will go through your entire itinerary carefully and consider everything from the regions you will be visiting, urban versus rural, your travel style, backpacking versus luxury hotel, and the time of year, which can influence exposure to mosquitoes, which spread malaria and dengue, to determine if the recommended vaccines or prevention measures are really necessary for your vacation. Travel vaccines aren't cheap, and for the most part, insurance won't cover them. A New York City travel clinic, for example, charges $130 for a yellow fever shot. That's in addition to an $80 consultation fee.